This thing I call this doc's talking. Oh, they get just the OT price. I got a little tale I'd like to tell to you of fun and foolishness, and some of it's true. There's a part of it bad and just a little of it nice, and there's a pinch of it that's plain advice to the youngins that might be a-thinking about getting married. Now, you can take it from me, for I've had a few years' experience. I'm gonna tell you about a little of it since Rosalie ain't here tonight. If you wanna find trouble, I'll tell you how to do it. Just get a little woman, then you're into it. With a rolling pin or a frying pan, she might send you to the promised land if you aggravate her some morning when she feels bad. Or if you fail to divide that paycheck evenly. And I'll not explain what evenly means either. One of these young'uns down front might hit me with her shoe. How you like that lick, boy?
Love that ending.
Uh-huh. That was good, wasn't it? I got in awful late the other night. Me and Rosalie had the darndest fight. She pulled my hair and mashed my nose and kicked my shins and stomped my toes. She waited till I got my shoes off and stepped on my poor old ingrown toenails. Boy, I sprung up like that corn did in Dad's new ground that year. Pick it, Jack. One more, that wasn't enough. Yeah. I was going down the road in my old Model A when the neighbor's big old rooster got in the way. Well, that chicken got killed on the spot, and I thought that's the only one he's got. Let me go back and see about that rooster. Yes, sir. I drove up to the edge of his yard. He was splitting stove wood, working pretty hard. I looked the old boy right square in the face and said, "Sir, your rooster I'd like to replace." And he looked at me kind of funny for a minute and then said, "Well, son, start crowing." That kind of shot me back. I don't crow very well. I don't know what else I could have done around there. Well, I was down in the garden on my knees when I stirred up a nest of bumblebees, and it wasn't too long till I began to dance, cause about three dozen got in my pants, and I couldn't lose them. They had me. That's the day they invented the streak. It was done by Doc Watson. Say what's on?